Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 55 degrees. The vote was 6-1. School board members in favor of a bond issue described the decision as historic. The Wichita Board of Education is asking voters to approve a $450 million bond issue to help pay for the district's facilities master plan, which calls for closing schools and building new ones. If voters approve the bond, it will be one of three in the past 50 years in Wichita, with the most recent one in 2008. At the end of last year, the district closed six elementary and middle schools, in part because of a massive budget shortfall.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will share an update on a proposed parking plan for the city. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the council will hear a report card on progress.
Parking in general, whether it's parking in the downtown core or parking in East or West Wichita, parking is not free. It is absorbed by somebody. Sometimes it's the landlord, sometimes it's the tenant, and sometimes it's the user. So we need to figure out who should be paying for parking.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The stage is set for tonight's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump.
The ABC presidential debate in Philadelphia, just like the first debate that President Biden took part in, will have no exchanges between the candidates, with mics muted when one is not speaking. Two-minute answers and responses will be allowed. Rebuttals and clarifications will get just a single minute. There will be no opening statements by the nominees, but each will be given two-minute closings. Only the moderators will ask questions. There will be no props, no notes, no audience. Both will be given a blank pad, a pen, and 90 minutes of program time to convince voters who still may be undecided. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And you can listen to the debate right here on KNSS at 8 p.m.
Tens of thousands of people are dispersed by fast-moving wildfires in Nevada and California.
The Davis Fire, south of Reno, ripping through over 5,000 acres, forcing more than 20,000 to evacuate.
If you're under an evacuation notice, we ask that you please heed that.
Truckee Meadows Fire Protection Chief Charles Moore urging folks to be patient.
This fire is far from being out. It is still burning in heavy timber.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo declaring an emergency for the blaze, which is 0% contained. California Governor Gavin Newsom declaring an emergency over the Line Fire east of Los Angeles, which has also forced thousands to evacuate, burning through nearly 24,000 acres amid days of triple-digit heat. That blaze is 3% contained. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Monday Night Football last night, and we had a Jayhawk involved. We'll have some highlights coming up in sports in just a few minutes.
The number of first responders who've died in the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks continues to rise. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Brazil is enduring its worst drought since nationwide measurements began over 7 decades ago, with 59% of the country under stress, an area roughly half the size of the U.S. of the United States of America. Major Amazon basin rivers are registering historic lows, and uncontrolled man-made wildfires have ravaged protected areas and spread smoke over a vast expanse of plummeting air quality.
The Biden administration says there isn't much new in a report from House Republicans critical of the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby calls the House GOP report partisan and one-sided.
And this one says little or nothing new.
Kirby says decisions committing U.S. forces to leave Afghanistan and free Taliban prisoners were made by the Trump administration.
President Biden, for his part, faced a stark choice when he came to office. Abide by the flawed agreement and end America's longest war, or blow up the deal, extend the war.
House Republicans said the process of evacuating civilians happened much too late, contributing to a terror attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 American service members. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The number of first responders who've died in the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks continues to rise.
With New York City preparing to mark the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, there's word the number of first responders killed from exposure to toxins at Ground Zero has risen to 370. It's more than the number of department members who died the day of the terrorist attacks. Over the past year alone, 28 more members died from 9/11-related illness. FDNY Uniform Fire Officers Association President Jim Brosi calling on Congress to pass the bipartisan 9/11 Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act of 2024 as funding for survivors with health conditions runs out in 2028. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A settlement reached between a Yale University fertility clinic and multiple women over actions by a former clinic nurse.
More than 150 women, including nearly 100 patients, filed the lawsuit, saying they underwent painful and invasive procedures for in vitro fertilization and were supposed to receive fentanyl for pain at the Yale University Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility Clinic in Orange, Connecticut, and its prior location in New Haven, but instead they received saline, and when they told staff of their extreme pain during and after the procedures, they say their concerns were dismissed. Details of the agreements were not released, but lawyers say they included substantial financial settlements. Yale said in a statement the agreement allows both parties to move forward and begin healing. Nurse Donna Montacone pled guilty in 2021 to one count of tampering with a consumer product. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Things looking pretty good on the Wichita roadways at this time. The traffic volume's picking up, but really not seeing anything slow down too badly. Remember yesterday, KDOT closed the bridge at 77th Street North over I-135, so you won't be able to get through there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing well. It's almost chilly out there this morning. It's cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually looking at the temperature right now. Yeah, we're at 53 degrees. You know, I'll get more into those current conditions in just a moment. But, you know, I really do feel like we're really in that swing of that weird time of year. Just before we wrap up the month of summer and just before we, you know, get into the official start of fall where, you know, you do feel that change in the air, especially during our overnights and early mornings. And then it's back to, you know, summer wear, shorts, T-shirts, sunglasses, you know, ball caps during our afternoons where it's still pretty warm out there for this time of year. So today, not going to be any different. Under mostly sunny skies, getting back up to a high of 88 degrees. Average high today, 85, so at least a few degrees above the norm, with a south breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Continuing to stay dry and clear tonight with a low of 58. Another cool, comfy start to the day early tomorrow morning. More sunshine, too. And when it comes to our afternoon high, very similar to today's, getting up to 89 degrees for our Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, a few more clouds possibly moving in as we turn partly cloudy, especially because there's going to be some significant moisture nearby. Right now, we have a tropical storm, soon to be hurricane, down into the Gulf of Mexico. So far, latest track, keeping a lot of that moisture away from us and off to our east, but we may at least see some cloud cover from the remnants of that tropical system Thursday into early Friday. 87 degrees on Thursday, though. That goes for Friday, too. High of 87 under a partly cloudy sky. Now, as that tropical moisture continues to move away from us over the weekend, there may be a disturbance that swings through, leading to a 10% chance of rainfall between Saturday and Sunday. But you know what? Last couple of days of the Kansas State Fair, it does look like we have a better shot at staying dry. 89 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. About a week from now, early part of next week, 88 degrees and still staying mainly dry out there with a partly cloudy sky. So right now, I mentioned a moment ago, we're at 53 degrees. Yeah, some of us may be needing a light jacket, maybe a windbreaker. South wind, light at 5 miles an hour. And once again, just seeing very little cloud cover.
We're right now at the peak of hurricane season. Actually, it goes on for several more weeks, does it not?
Until the end of November. I know that usually catches a lot of people off guard because, you know, come Thanksgiving, you know, everybody's, you know, having those special meals. And, yeah, it's like we're still in hurricane season.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve, at the end of the morning here on KNSS, the 10th day of September on this date in 2022, 2 years ago, King Charles III was officially proclaimed Britain's monarch in a pomp-filled ceremony 2 days after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. So I was born in 1949, and she became queen, what, in 53, I believe it was? My entire life.
She was the monarch.
The one monarch in Britain, yeah. That was her. So having a king, that's a whole different story.
A different deal.
Yeah. Anyway, he's been on the throne now for 2 years officially. And there's other news about the royal family. Kate Middleton, now cancer-free.
Yeah.
Mother of three, took to social media Monday to share an update on her health. As the summer comes to an end, I cannot tell you what a relief it is to have finally completed my chemotherapy treatment, Middleton wrote. The last 9 months have been incredibly tough for us as a family. Life, as you know, it can change in an instant, and we had to find a way to navigate the stormy waters and a road unknown. And yeah, our sympathies are with you because everybody, just about everybody's been touched by, I think, by some form of cancer now and then. And sometimes the psychological part's worse than the physical, I think. Ted, we're just talking about the state fair and what great weather we've had. Ronnell was pointing that out. And you and I are going to be up there Saturday evening. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is going to have a live town hall at the Kansas State Fair. And he's going to take questions from the audience, and the press is invited, and you and I are invited to be the MC moderator type people. We're going to ask the questions. It's going to be fun. And it's all starts
about
around
that.
6 o'clock at the encampment building. Huh. So there you go. We got Saturday night. We're going to go to fair.
Got a gig.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably too late in the evening for the pig races, but maybe we can get over there and see him. The highlight of my trip to the fair every year. 7:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Lead Off Sports This Morning with Ted Woodward. Not Lead Off, but Sports This Morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Hey, we'll start with Monday Night Football. We had our first Monday Night Football game of the season last night. You heard the game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Jets. And we take a look at the 49ers and their offensive line, starting at offensive right guard in his first game in the NFL. Dominique Pooney, the rookie from KU, third-round draft pick by the 49ers. They put him starting on the offensive line right away. Well, turned out to be a pretty good night for the Niners, and that offensive line paving the way for a lot of rushing yards.
Right now, the battle is being won by those five guys in the red jerseys.
It's first and goal. from the two under center is Purdy. Got the snap. It's a jet sweep, and it comes to Samuel to the near side. The five diving in, running over the right tackle. Touchdown, 49ers. Deebo Samuel on a jet sweep from the far to the near side. And the Niners have taken a lead with 6:54 to play before the half. 12-7 with the extra point coming up.
That 49ers offensive line paving the way for 180 rushing yards, two rushing touchdowns, as the Niners win it 32-19 over the Jets. Dominique Pooney, the rookie from KU, starting at offensive right guard in his first game in the NFL, played all 72 snaps on offense.
He must have had something to do with those running yards then.
Another
some good blocks.
Another good draft pick, third-round draft pick by the 49ers, former Kansas Jayhawk. Dominique Pooney, the 49ers, start out the year 1-0. We'll be talking pro football tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Talking to the Kansas City Chiefs. That'll be at 5 p.m. Hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Chiefs off to a 1-0 start. Coming off back-to-back Super Bowl championships, Chiefs get another home game coming up Sunday afternoon, hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. So a lot to talk about. It's the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show, 5 p.m. today, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals taking a four-game winning streak last night into Yankee Stadium to play the top team in the league, the Yankees. Hey, the Royals had a 4-3 lead at the seventh inning stretch, but then bullpen meltdown. The Royals outscored 7-0 in the final two innings. The Yankees win it 10-4 in front of 35,000 in Yankee Stadium. The Royals have now lost six straight road games. Still, the Royals have a 5.5 game lead for a playoff spot with 17 games to go in the season. The Royals visit the Yankees again tonight, 6 o'clock. Listen to that game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Starting pitcher for the Royals tonight, All-Star Seth Lugo and his 15 wins on the mound. Might as well have Seth throw on 9 instead of handing it over to the bullpen at some point. All right, Yankees-Royals tonight on KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, is down to the final six games of the season, and they're all at home starting tonight. Six-game series hosting Tulsa at Riverfront Stadium, and that'll wrap up the season for Wichita. 7:05 tonight, game time tonight downtown to kick off that six-game series at Riverfront.
Going to have good weather all week.
Oh, perfect.
Great evening for the ball guy. Oh, yeah.
Go see the Surge this week. And a happy birthday today. As we go back to football, to Nathan Shepard is 31 years old today. Born in Canada and ended up playing college football, defensive tackle at Fort Hays State, where he was taken in the third round by the New York Jets. Nathan is now in his seventh season in the National Football League, and he's currently playing for the New Orleans Saints, where he signed a three-year, $15 million contract. So he's getting paid
and pretty good money,
playing well for the New Orleans Saints. The former Fort Hays State defensive tackle, still playing in the NFL, Nathan Shepard. It's his birthday. He is 31 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Tips on getting enough sleep. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, here on this Tuesday morning. 53 degrees. Tropical Storm Francine continues to strengthen in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast with severe life-threatening conditions. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is alerting residents in her city before the storm makes landfall.
Impacts, we've been told, will start on Tuesday evening and last until Thursday morning. Rainfall expected to be 4 to 6 inches, and of course, some localized area flooding we could see.
A mandatory evacuation has been ordered for 7 remote coastal communities by the Cameron Parish Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
Ahead of tonight's presidential debate, the Trump campaign preparing for the head-to-head with Vice President Harris. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports near the Constitution Center in Philadelphia.
His campaign quipped, "What is debate prep?" when Fox asked how the former president is getting ready. But Trump is accepting guidance from allies like former Congresswoman and former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard, who shared the debate stage with Harris during the 2020 primary process. At a rally in Wisconsin Saturday, Trump did not hold back on his last debate opponent.
"We're run by stupid people."
Like the last debate, the mics will be muted, guaranteeing each candidate their time to speak. While one Democrat heaped praise on Trump's debating skills, Melania Trump previewed her new book, saying the Democrats want the former president muzzled.
KNSS presents live coverage of the debate at 8 o'clock tonight.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will share an update on a proposed parking plan for the city. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the plan was put on hold until the city could hear more public input.
"I've heard from several community members who say, I've never even been downtown, and I don't feel like I should be paying for parking for people to go to downtown Wichita. So we have to take that into consideration, as well as the folks who live, work, or even play downtown, whom should truly be paying for downtown parking. And really, it's about the maintenance of parking."
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Garden City is considering shutting down some public schools, looking for ways to save money by using fewer buildings, matching building capacity to the number of students, and reducing class sizes. Honey Koash says she and other parents are concerned about the spending.
"They need to tell us, explain dollar for dollar, cent for cent, why is it so urgent that we close down a school that has excellent test scores?"
The Garden City School Board discussed the plan at its meeting last night.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says five men in Southern California allegedly kidnapped migrants smuggled into the U.S. and held them for ransom.
Federal prosecutors say four of the men have been arrested, while the fifth suspect, 22-year-old Gabriel Mikel Becerra, is on the run and considered a fugitive. The men allegedly held the hostages, all illegal immigrants, in a home in Southern California and demanded ransom money from the victims' families in exchange for the victims' release. The men were indicted at the end of July on various counts and have pleaded not guilty to the charges. Their trials are set to take place in October, and if convicted, they could face life in prison. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine ahead for you Tuesday. Pretty nice day ahead after a cool start, warm afternoon. This is just the pattern that we're going to be in over the coming days and throughout much of the rest of the week. So under those mostly sunny skies, high of 88 degrees with a south breeze picking back up to 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now we have a few clouds and 53 degrees. A south wind at 5 miles per hour, Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are now coming up on 7:33 here on this Tuesday morning, and it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Steve and Ted, good morning. Good to be with you.
Have you made it up to the state fair this week?
You know, I haven't yet. I usually go up that last weekend. One of my companies, the Mattress Hub, we show up there and been showing up there for 15 years, and so a lot of business. I got a lot of staff up there, and I heard a rumor that there's going to be some celebrities there next week. So I thought maybe I would. I'd also attend on Saturday myself.
All right, hey, come by and. Why don't you come by? We're going to do a thing with Senator Marshall and Ted. Now we'll just let you do all the talking, and we'll sit on a chair and watch. How about that?
Well, you two are the celebrities I heard was going to be there, so that's why my family's timing our event, and we're going to time our arrival.
The whole family. All right, very good. The thing is that. They're going to have great weather this year for some reason. I don't know what that, but that's just something. I don't know how long you've lived here and been going to that. I've been going since I was a kid, a youngster. How about you?
Yeah. Well, we've been going, like I said, my company's been up there showing
for 15.
15 years now. And you know, as a kid, we would go up there quite a bit. And, it was always post Labor Day. So we were always in school. So we always had to wait to go that last weekend. But, the rides and the concerts and just celebrating Kansas. It's just a great time, and there's a lot of people always running around up there, and Hutchinson's a wonderful community, and there's a really cool little Mexican restaurant right down the street there on Main Street that we would always visit, and it's just a time. And we always kind of center the entire September around, you know, what we do for Labor Day and then going to the Kansas State Fair. So we're looking forward to it again this year.
I mean, I should probably not say this, but when I was a high school student here in town, my colleagues and I would load up the car and just miss school and go to Hutchinson. You believe that?
Well, if my If my 10-year-old and 7-year-old do that, we're going to have bigger problems. The sheriff's going to be knocking on my door.
I understand that tomorrow is a city county commission meeting. You're going to have some. You're going to talk about a little bit about suicide prevention. And I know that September is Suicide Prevention Month. There's a lot of publicity going on and things like that. This is a terrible thing to happen to families and everybody.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have a proclamation declaring Suicide Prevention Week, but we'll also hear a presentation from Dr. Nicole Kloss from KU Med, and she's going to give a data report. You know, this is something that I think everybody knows someone that has experienced in their family or friends or their circle of influence experience this type of trauma. You know, 135 people a day commit suicide and take their lives by suicide across the country. And here in Sedgwick County, we had 98 people last year take their life by suicide. So, you know, a lot of this this trauma, some of this is preventable when we are able to get the right resources and the right help to people that are in need. You know, a few years ago nationally, we launched the 988 line. So you have 911 for emergency services. We have 988 for mental health services and those that are experiencing or are having thoughts of suicide. So, and that actually is housed via ComCare here in Sedgwick County, to where we take all those calls, and we had a dedicated team that served those people. We back that up with resources like mobile mental health from ComCare, ICT1, which is a joint response with the city of Wichita. So we're doing all that we can to make sure that people that are suffering from mental health issues and need mental health supports. So we're doing all that we can to make sure the resources are in place to get the help where it's needed.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in contact with Joan Tammany couple of days, try to get her on the air, but I think she's hiding from me. I'll have to track her.
Well, I'll tell them you guys aren't, you're not too threatening. I'll let her know. Joan's busy. Joan is our director of home care.
Right.
And there is just so much going on in the behavioral health system, the ecosystem. And we have ComCare crisis expansion coming, and that we broke ground on that and are working towards that next to the biomed school. So Joan is busy. She's got one of the most complex departments in all of county government and one of the most, some of the most important work that we do here. So, but again, this conversation tomorrow will be a very sobering discussion. I'm a part of an organization called Love Like Remy, which was founded after a KU cheerleader and former Mays High graduate lost her life to suicide a few years ago. And we started a foundation and raised supports, and we privately fundraised to get Pando Kid counselors into the Mays School District to help give mental health supports to the counselors that are there. This is all privately fundraised, $300,000 a year that we privately fundraise to do this. And again, this is just meeting the need, particularly for our children, to make sure the resources are in place.
We had a meeting, a staff meeting the other day, and our corporate vice president and the person in charge of RMR, in other words, two of our corporate people were here, and somebody was saying telling them how important the med thing is going to be in this city over the next few years. And it's going to be a lot of people coming in, jobs, a lot of good things happening.
Yeah. Well, when you think about the biomed school, this collaboration between Wichita State and KU, going right into downtown Wichita, first of all, it's one of the largest investments in downtown Wichita history. State of Kansas was very much involved, our legislature and the governor. I'm very grateful for their investment into making this happen. But you're looking at 3,000 med students in downtown Wichita. That's incredible, not just for with the purpose that it's serving, but also for the economic benefit of having 3,000 people added to downtown Wichita. But if you think about the purpose of what this is we have a pipeline deficit of people entering, particularly the mental health space. You know, a lot of people don't know, and just in child psychiatry, we only have 6 child psychiatrists that are licensed in the state or in the city of Wichita. Only 6. And I believe only 2 of them even accept Medicaid for their services. So the Sedgwick County government has, with the Board of County Commission, we've invested into a pipeline program with WSU Med to help kind of grow our own in child psychiatry. And this biomed school is going to also help with that pipeline of just turning out more social workers, more mental health practitioners, more psychiatrists, and more people that are working in this field. It's very, very important, and it is a generational opportunity for this community.
Well, and just everybody goes to the doctor. And when you go, you realize that we don't have enough of those people.
Yeah,
we don't. Many patients and not enough doctors.
Yeah, and those inputs, Steve, are growing, particularly in the mental health space. There's more people needing mental health services and resources. And again, our job is to make sure that the pipelines are in place and we have the resources in place for those that do need help. And I'm grateful for the faith community, the business community, people that are working to lower the stigma of mental health so that more people are willing to accept treatment and to come in and try to seek services and resources. So we got a tough hill to climb because the inputs in the system are growing. But there is more conversation happening and there are more resources being planned. And I'm grateful for the momentum that we have gained.
Yeah, I only got to page one on the agenda for tomorrow's meeting. Is there anything else you want to talk about this morning?
No, we'll have a little bit of time. As you know, tomorrow's September 11th.
Yeah.
And this country, you know, 23 years ago, nearly 3,000 people died in these horrific acts. And we still pause to remember. So we'll take time at the beginning of the meeting just to have a little moment of silence. And then after that, I'm going to go, and many of the commissioners are going to go over, the Kansas Honor Flight is having their 100th celebration. Their 100th flight will be returning. And as many people that may or may not know about the Kansas Honor Flight program, is they take World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War veterans over to Washington, D.C., all expenses paid, to visit their war memorials and then fly them back. And when they come back, it's a party. We celebrate them, friends, family, members of the community, meet them at the airport, and then we'll have a reception. The governor will be in town. It's the 100th flight. It's a wonderful program. Commissioner David Dennis just recently did one a few months ago, and it was life-changing for him, he said. So we'll also have that in the afternoon tomorrow. So Wednesday will be a busy day, and it'll be a good day for Central County.
Dennis is a veteran. I think it was either a major or a colonel, wasn't it?
He was a colonel in the Air Force. Yeah, honorable service.
There you go. All right. Anything, Ted? Anything for Ryan Beatty before we've got him here?
Sounds like you've got a jam-packed schedule tomorrow.
Well, if you get up there, make sure you go to the pig races, you know?
There's two things you got to hit at the Kansas State Fair, the pig races, and you got to get a pronto pop.
You can't
go up there. Yeah, you got to make sure you're hitting those things up. Those foot-long corn dogs, they're life-changing. Mm.
I'm interested to see.
Talk about life changing.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if Seattle Slop is still running up there.
Oh, we love the fair.
The fair. Thanks, Ryan. That's Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. We'll check with him again next week at this time. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. St. Francis Hospital is expanding its emergency room. That's coming up with the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 now. On this Tuesday morning, three big things. Wichita School Board approves $450 million bond issue vote to pay for the district's facilities master plan.
Two.
Tropical storm Francine headed toward New Orleans, predicted to gain to hurricane strength.
One.
Harris and Trump debate tonight in Philadelphia on KNSS at 8 p.m. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras really showing things starting to back up out there. We've got slow-moving traffic eastbound on Kellogg. It starts right around Meridian, goes back to I-235, and some very slow-moving traffic right now if you're trying to exit from north or southbound I-135 onto eastbound Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 58. And then on Wednesday, sunny again, and tomorrow's high again, 88 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 53 degrees at Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, a big rebound on Wall Street Monday.
Apple's annual fall product event taking place at its headquarters in Cupertino, California. The tech giant unveiling its new iPhone 16 with an AI-driven operating system. Apple also announcing updates to its entire Apple Watch line and AirPods line. Terns Pharmaceutical shares rallying Monday after it reported promising results from initial tests of its weight loss pill. Current available weight loss treatments are injectable. The stock market surging, rebounding from heavy losses last week. The Dow finishing up 484 points, the S&P 500 up 63, and the NASDAQ up 194. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Ascension Via Christi Hospital continues to upgrade the emergency departments in its Wichita footprint. The organization announcing it's starting construction on an expansion and redesign of the emergency waiting room at its St. Francis Hospital on the northern edge of downtown. Targeted completion of early next year, the project will more than double the size of the waiting room area to nearly 2,200 square feet and boost seating capacity by more than 50%. Ascension Via Christi said the effort will improve the space's functionality for the hospital's emergency care team. An Ascension Via Christi spokesperson confirming the project costs about $1.2 million. EB Construction is the general contractor, and Alloy Architecture is the architect.
After expanding at a rapid pace in recent years, Aegis Group is getting ready to launch a Wichita headquarters that can accommodate even more growth. By October 1st, the company, a management, consulting, and insurance brokerage firm, founded in 2016, plans to move to the former Plumbers and Pipefitters Local Union building at 1330 East 1st Street on the eastern edge of the city's core. Aegis is moving less than two blocks southeast of its current home at Ohio Avenue and 2nd Street. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, it's interesting this bond issue vote that the Wichita Board of Education is going to put out there, $450 million. I guess you're just kind of redoing facilities because there are a few students now. They're going to have to close some schools and remodel some, I guess. But you remember the last the board president, Stan Reeser, or somebody mm-hmm. from the board was saying how I'm very optimistic about it. If people understand what this is all about and everything, I think the voters of the city will just come out and support this 100%. But
they always say that.
You and I know from that thing in 2008.
It passed.
It passed, but yeah.
And that's what this is a continuation of that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a landslide. Remember how close it was? It was pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't.
Yeah, it was close. But I think this will be close, too. It's tough. Because people look at that and say, oh, that's a tax increase. So there you go. What do you think? They need new schools?
I guess that's a decision I'll have to make voting day.
Yeah, voting day. You can back it up if you want to.
I saw somebody was worried about a potential February vote. If you're doing an election that's not part of a general election, the only people that are going to show up are people that care about that issue.
Yeah.
So that might hinder voting turnout. It'll certainly be a lower voting turnout than if it was attached to some sort of a general election.
I want to talk for just a little bit about our conversation with Ryan Beatty a moment ago, and this thing with the development of medical education and the new hospital that's going and everything. Yes, it's obviously it's public health care, but it's also an industry. I mean, there are people working in it. They're making wages. They're paying taxes. The city could just, this could be a real, real good thing for the city and county when all this gets done and done. And the downtown, people might start coming back downtown for a little bit.
Well, when you think about other cities that have that same type of industry downtown, think about Des Moines and Waco and Houston and Cleveland. I know some of those are bigger cities than we are, but it's that same type of dynamic industry downtown that can really have an impact on what's going on in your city.
Oh, I wanted to mention because we talked about this the other day, and I drive right over the Arkansas River on Kellogg going home.
Yep.
Westbound, every right by the ballpark there, and we talked about I couldn't remember if the yacht was still there.
It's still there.
And it is. Yeah. It's so big. Right there in front of the
America Cubed. Yep.
Gary Cubed. It's still there, and it's beautiful. All right. This today is National Swap Ideas Day. It encourages you to share a creative or helpful idea with someone and trade them for their thoughts in return. Really? You ever have any good ideas, Ted?
Rarely.
Yeah, you think about that. Just having a thought, original thought coming out of the blue, that doesn't happen with human beings.
No, not really.
I mean, even if you're inventing something, you're taking information from somewhere and piling it together.
Although, I admire people that have a mind like that can,
who can do something,
think of something new and out of the box, and
right?
Entrepreneurial. I guess I don't have a brain like that. I
admire people like the person who came up with the Edsel for Ford and New Coke. Those kind of people. Anyway, swap an idea. If you got to go and swap it with somebody, maybe they've got one too. Steve, it's 10 in the morning, and coming up, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We got a lot going on. Wichita School Board approving a public vote on the big bond issue. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Monday Night Football last night involving a young Kansas Jayhawk involved with that. And maybe we'll even have a tribute to baseball from a great voice.
And how about entertainment? You have the blur. We got the blur coming up?
Yeah, we'll get you all your entertainment news you need in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.